Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Lawmakers in El Salvador have approved the use of Bitcoin as legal tender in that country, and we welcome Bill Uliveri, the owner of Seneca Capital Management in Glenview. So, Bill, tell me about this. Why would a nation want to make Bitcoin a legal tender?
It's the future, is what I think is happening. We're seeing greater and greater adoption, not only by U.S. companies like PayPal, J.P. Morgan, MicroStrategies, and other companies. To have a nation that has roughly a 0% inflation rate, the average demographic age of around 27 or 28 years old, where we 70% of the El Salvador population does not have a bank account, does not have access to financial services. So the president's decision to accept Bitcoin means that every business must accept Bitcoin as legal tender for goods and services unless they cannot afford the technology needed to do that transaction. And even then, the country of El Salvador is going to be creating a trust fund to help small business owners receive Bitcoin as payment for goods and services, which is mostly travel and remittances from other countries. So it's not just accepting Bitcoin as legal tender. The fact is, the country of El Salvador is going to make the country a Bitcoin-free tax zone. So no capital gains. All capital gains from Bitcoin, all profits from Bitcoin, is going to be no capital gains tax. It's going to be a cryptocurrency hub of entrepreneurship in Latin America. I think this is huge, huge news.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe they're also going to keep the U.S. dollar as an official currency in El Salvador. So if that is the case, is it something where a hybrid system makes the most sense in a case like this? Or could you see a case where at some point some country just says, okay, we're going with crypto?
I think it's going to be a hybrid case from now on. But remember, even today in 2021, when I buy and sell a transaction at my local brokerage firm, it takes a couple of days for those funds to clear. When I do an ACH transfer from one account to another, it takes about a day or two to clear. When I send a wire transfer in the U.S. system, it takes a month sometimes for it to go from one location to the next. So while El Salvador abandoned its own currency roughly in 2000, 2001, when I say abandoned, I meant that they just pegged their economy to the U.S. dollar. We're going to see a hybrid system for now, but ultimately I do believe that there will be countries that will not take the U.S. dollar and only take their own form of a central bank digital currency or something like Bitcoin. Because you have to remember, even in Kenya, their economy uses 75% of their economy uses a smartphone that costs about $25. They too have no access to banks. So much of the remittances and transactions back and forth are electronic, and we're only seeing greater access to that. They're going to skip over the brick and mortar businesses of banking and go right to person, which is exactly the value proposition Bitcoin offered 10 years ago.
That's Bill Uliveri, the owner of Seneca Capital Management in Glenview.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.